Genesis tonight, chapter number 11. Very familiar passage of scripture, and I'm so thankful tonight. I told somebody, they asked me if I had it ready tonight, and I had a couple of messages that I brought with me, and I can't find no consolation in any of them. Amen. And so I want to try to obey the Lord here tonight and see what God would help us with. Genesis chapter number 11, we'll start reading in verse number 31. The Bible said in Terah, I don't know about you, but from where I'm from, they didn't teach us how to say all these names just right. Amen. And so I'm just going to say it the way I feel like saying it tonight. Is that all right? Amen. I'm going to have to get some interpretation on some of the words that Brother Gabbard used this morning. Amen. And so, praise God. But so let's try this again here. Amen. And Terah took Abram, his son, and Lot, the son of Haran, his son's son, and Sarai, his daughter-in-law, his son Abram's wife, and they went forth with them from Ur of the Chaldees to go into the land of Canaan, and they came unto Haran and dwelt there. And the days of Terah were 205 years, and Terah died in Haran. Now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. Amen. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Ask him to help us again. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we're so thankful, God, for what we've already received in this meeting here this week. God, I pray tonight, Lord, that you would anoint us with your power. God, with your anointing, Lord. God, touch every heart, every soul here tonight. God, minister unto us. We'll thank you and praise you for all that you do. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. I hate to ask for a little bit more up here. Amen, but my voice is really giving me trouble. Amen. But here in our text, we've got the testimony, amen, of Terah and Abram, Sarah, amen, and Lot. We've got the testimony of them leaving the land of Ur, of the Chaldees. Amen. When we look at this tonight, amen, we know that most of us that have ever looked at this text or tried to find out what's going on here, amen, the spiritual meaning, we know that Ur is representative, amen, of the land of sin. Amen. Most of us would agree with that tonight. Amen. And if Ur represents the land of sin, amen, then of course Canaan, amen, represents, amen, that life, amen, in the spirit. Can somebody say amen to that? Amen. I believe tonight, amen, that Terah, amen, got tired of living in the land of Ur. Don't you believe that tonight? Amen. I believe that Terah got tired of, amen, Ur was plagued, amen, with pagan practices. Amen. Ur was plagued, amen, with wickedness. Amen. And all the different places there in the land of Ur. Amen. Desires. Amen. All unthought of desires. Amen. That went on there. Amen. In the land of Ur. Praise God. Oh, my. Don't you see Terah, amen, getting, amen, tired of living, amen, in that place plagued by wickedness. Amen. Oh, my. I'm telling you what tonight. Amen. Every one of us. Amen. That ever, amen, come to the knowledge, the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, we first, amen, had to be tired, amen, of where we were living, didn't we? Amen. You don't get people saved unless they get tired, amen, of where they're living at. Amen. Oh, I'm telling you what, Terah got tired of it. I believe also that Terah, amen, had probably heard about, amen, Canaan's land. Amen. I believe that Terah probably heard, amen, about this land, amen, that was flowing with milk and honey. Amen, this place, amen, oh, of complete rest. I'm telling you what, tonight, Amen. That's what I heard of. Amen. Oh, my 11 and 12 year old boy. Amen. Laying there, amen, in my bed at night. Amen. Knowing, amen, that I was living a sinful life. Amen. Knowing, amen, that my life, oh, yeah, I was just a boy. Amen. I'd never smoked a cigarette. Amen. I'd never drunk alcohol. Amen. Even though alcohol was in the refrigerator. Even though my mom and dad smoked cigarettes. Amen. I never did a drug. Even though my mom was hooked on drugs. And were in the house. Amen. But as 11 and 12 year old boy, I remember laying there in the bed at night. Amen. Knowing that if I would die, amen, I would go to hell. Amen. Oh, I got tired. Amen. Of living, amen, in that place called earth. Oh, yes, I did. Amen. Oh, I heard about, amen, the land that was full of milk and honey. Oh, yeah, I told you last night. I went to the Baptist church. That's where I got saved at. I'm telling you what, they told some truths every once in a while. Amen. Oh, but when I really got hungry, I got to look into the pages of this book and realize there was a greater way. Amen. There was a place, amen, of total victory that a man can live. Amen. Oh, my. I'm telling you what. Amen. Tara got tired of it. Amen. Down there. Amen. No doubt. Amen. God himself was in the arrangements here. Amen. He, amen, had a divine plan for, amen, Abraham. We know that, amen, God, amen, was looking, amen, for a people God desired. Amen. A people here. Amen. And we know that you can't have a people without a person first. Amen. Praise God. Do you get that tonight? Amen. God was looking for somebody. Amen. God was looking for somebody. Amen. To place his blessing upon. Amen. And we know that Terah here was Abram's father. Oh, God probably, amen, called Terah up out, amen, of this place. Amen. But the Bible said that while, amen, they were on their journey from Ur, amen, to Canaan land, amen, they came by this land called Haran. Amen. They didn't pass through it. Amen. They didn't stop by for a day. Amen. They didn't go there on vacation. But the Bible said that they dwelt there. Amen. They took. Amen. They found them a place to live. Amen. They set up camp. Amen. They said, this is where we're going to stay. I want you to understand tonight. Amen. God's plan for us. Amen. Is to get to that place. Amen. Of Canaan. Amen. Oh my, God's plan for us is to have such a life of victory. Oh, I'm telling you what, and when you really get your life, amen, where God wants it to be, hey, oh my, nobody have to prompt you to shout, amen, nobody have to beg you, amen, nobody have to talk to you, amen, nobody have to be your cheerleader. Oh, no, no, no. I tell you what, amen, they used to come to the house of God, amen, rejoicing already. That's because they went to the land of Canaan. Amen. Oh my. Amen. I tell you what, I've never been disappointed when I went to the house of God. Amen. With the victory already. Amen. I said, I've never been disappointed when I went to the house of God with the victory already. Amen. That's God's design. That's God's desire. I know that a lot of people think that, amen, this holiness weighs hard. Amen. Oh, but I tell you, there's nothing like, amen, knowing that, amen, there's therefore now, amen, no condemnation. Aren't you glad for that tonight? I'm telling you, search your life over. Amen. Remember about the sin. Amen. And remember tonight that God has cleaned you and set you apart for his shoes. I'm telling you what, that ought to bring victory, amen, to your soul tonight. I said, ought to bring victory, and shouting and rejoicing. I know that God has a plan for me. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, God help us tonight. Amen. But on this journey, amen, from Ur to Canaan, amen, there's a lot of, amen, stopping places. Amen. There's a lot of places to get bogged down at. Amen. A lot of air, a lot of billboards along the road. Amen. A lot of arrows pointing, hey, go this way. Amen. A lot of side streets off this blessed highway. Amen. Oh, my. Amen. The devil, his plan, amen, is to take you. Oh, the brother told us tonight, amen, that all the enemy of our soul, he doesn't care if we come to church. He doesn't care, amen, if we just, amen, have that halfway experience. He doesn't care if we have that lukewarm experience. If we'll just come to church, if we'll just see it, amen, we'll not do anything else. Amen, the devil is okay with that. Amen. Oh, yes, yes. He wants to try to stop the progress. Amen. Stop. Amen. If he can stop your progress in the middle of the way before you ever get to that place, it'll be a whole lot easier. Amen. For him to pull you aside and to destroy your soul. Amen. After you've been to the fire. After you've been to the fire. Amen. After you've been to the land of Canaan. Amen. You know there's nothing else to do. Amen. Oh, my, the devil has tried his best. I want you to understand what I'm preaching to you tonight. Amen, I'm about to try to hear. Amen, hurry up and get done. I'll tell you what, though. Amen, Brother Gabbard preached so wonderful again this morning. Amen, so wonderful. The brother, amen, that preached before, amen, I got up here, did so wonderful tonight. Amen. I never had heard Brother, amen, Jake preach. And I tell you what, for the first time, heard him glorious. Amen. Wonderful preaching. Oh, my, but I was thinking about, amen, what Brother Gabber was preaching this morning. Amen, about holding on to things. Amen. I got to thinking last night, amen, about this. And I remembered how Terah dwelt in the land of Haran. Amen. Terah, the father of Abram. Oh, my, I know. Amen. We had a brother over here, amen, this morning testify that all of his children was in the house of God, that they were saved. Amen. This father, amen, showed, amen, a great to God. Amen. Giving God glory and honor. Amen. For what God has done. Amen. Oh, my. There's a lot of other parents in here. Amen. That's thankful. Amen. Oh, my. You've served God. Amen. You've lived for God. Amen. And now your children are living for God. Amen. But can I preach to the young people just a little bit tonight? I'm telling you what, young people, it doesn't matter. I know, amen, there's some older folks. Amen. There's some middle-aged people. Let me put it like that tonight. And probably, amen, amen, one of them might be your daddy. And one of them might be your mama. Amen. They're holding on to things. Amen. Like Brother Gabbard preached this morning. Amen. You know what? The sad fact of it is, they may never, Brother Brent, ever let go, amen, of those trinkets in that vase. Amen. They may never. Amen. Terah never did. Amen. Terah got satisfied. Amen. Down there in that place. Amen. Of halfway. Oh, sure. Amen. Terah was tired of the sin. Oh, sure. Terah was tired. Amen. Of coming in drunk. He was tired. Amen. Of selling his baby shoes. Amen. Oh, but now in Herod, amen, life's just a little bit more civilized. Everything's going good. We'll hold on to what we can hold on to. Amen. Oh, my, there's some older ones. Amen. Or let me, amen, the older ones, they was up here shouting, amen. But there's some middle-aged folks that are holding on. Holding on. Amen. But young people tonight, amen, I want to preach you just a few more minutes here. Amen. You can go beyond halfway. Amen. You can go beyond that. Amen. You say, well, mom and dad never has, amen, went past that place. I've never seen dad. Amen. Really, amen. Oh, yeah, he comes to church. Oh, he pays his tithes. Amen. He does all these things. Amen. Oh, but I've never seen dad. Amen. Really give a good, amen, wholehearted, amen, his life to God. Oh, man, let me tell you what, young people, it don't matter if they ever do. Amen. You can. And because when Terah died, I said, Terah died. Amen. God called to Abram. And I said, Abram, I've got a land. Amen. Dad was headed there. But Dad died. Amen. But now, amen, you can go there. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, let me tell you what tonight. Amen. You can go beyond that place. I said you can go beyond that place. Amen. You have to stop there. Amen. God's design and desire for you, amen, is to have, oh, my celestial victory. Hallelujah. Oh, my, no wonder they quit. Amen. No wonder people give up. It's because, amen, they don't ever tap in, amen, to the source that God is intending for them to have. Amen. Oh, my. Amen. I thought about some in the Word of God. Amen. Oh, my. I'm telling you what. Amen. I thought about Samuel. Amen. There in Eli's house. Praise God. Oh, my. Down there with Eli. Amen. Eli was getting old. And amen. Oh, just because you get old don't mean you have to get cold. Come on now. Amen. People say, I'm just too old to shout. You're just too cold to shout. Amen. Praise God. Oh, y'all help me a little bit more here tonight. I'm telling you what. Amen. But Eli, amen, Eli got cold. Amen. We know, amen, when God talked to Samuel, we know what God told Samuel was happening. Amen. In Eli's house, don't you? Amen. Oh, my Eli. Amen, was beginning to get to that place, waxing old. Amen, he had allowed the light to go out in the temple of the Lord. Amen, oh, he was satisfied in living there. Amen, oh, Samuel had come. Amen, Samuel was brought by his mother. Amen, he was there. The Bible starts off in verse number 1. Amen, about Samuel ministering. Amen, unto the Lord. Amen, I said he was ministering. Hey, oh, and let me tell you why. He could have got satisfied, amen, and just ministering and going the way Eli said, amen. Oh, but no, amen. But he heard a call that says, hey, Samuel, amen, you need to go past, amen, where Eli is, amen. You need to go beyond, amen, this place that Eli's died at, amen. Oh, my, oh, God, help us tonight, amen. Do you see that? Amen. God is a colonist. Amen. God is a colonist. Amen. God was a colonist this morning. Amen. I know young people sometimes peer pressure. You know, camp meetings are great. Youth camps are wonderful. Amen. And we feel like, oh, we get a hold of it. And then we go back home to mom and dad, or I don't know, maybe there's some folks here tonight that mom and dad's not saved. Amen. Maybe I'm preaching to you tonight. Amen. That's the kind of home I went back to. Amen. That's the kind of home where mom and said, oh, hey, you don't have to be that religious. Hey, that's fanatical there. Amen. You don't have to quit that. Amen. You don't have to lay aside that. Amen. But God said, if you're going to have the victory, amen, if you're going to have my power, if you're going to be full of the Holy Ghost, you're going to get rid of it. I'm telling you what, I'm glad. Amen. I said, oh, I'll go. Amen. I'll listen. Amen. Speak, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, my, I'm about to hurry here. Praise God. But I thought about over there in Acts chapter 19. Amen. When Paul, amen, was going down the road over there. Amen. And he come upon some of John's disciples. Amen. And he asked them, amen, one of the first questions was, amen, have ye received the Holy Ghost since ye believed? Now I'm telling you what, we got folks, we got mamas and daddies in church. Amen, their kids, no wonder they don't know how to shout. Come on here. Amen, my boy knows how to shout. Amen. Amen, because daddy don't just shout at church. Amen. I really don't shout a lot at church. Amen. Sometimes I do. Amen. But I shout a whole lot at home. Amen. And going down the road. One day, amen, my little boy, Caden there, he's about 6 years old now. But, you know, we evangelized for 5 years. And he was, you know, on the road all the time with us. And he told me one day, he said, Daddy, he said, you speak in tongues when you preach. And you speak in tongues when you pray. And he said, you even speak in tongues when you drive down the road. Amen. Praise God. I'm telling you what, tonight, I want them to know about it. Amen. But Paul, Paul was asking them, have you received? Amen. How are you satisfied? Amen. Oh my, are you satisfied with watching God? They said, we don't know whether there'll be any Holy Ghost. And when he began to talk to them, and they were baptized. And you know what else happened? And they received the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you what, tonight, amen, we can go beyond amen, the place we was today. And we can get this thing get better and better and better as God blesses us. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Where are you at tonight? Where are you at tonight? Amen. Where are you at tonight? Amen. I don't want to hold you long. We got to go here. Amen. Where are you at, young people? Hey, where are you at? Amen. Oh, my, are you down there in that place? Oh, when we, every one of us gets saved, we got great goals and intentions, high hopes. Boy, we're going to be the biggest and best preacher, amen, before in a year's time, amen. God's going to help us. And we get all those great intentions in our heart. Amen. But seem like along the way, the devil says, hey, amen. You know, your other, the other young people, they're not doing that, you know. You know, they go do those things. Just go ahead and do it with them. It'll be all right. They still go to church. Amen. Well, your mom and they go to church. They're good. They sing in the choir. Amen. They all those things. Oh, my. Oh, but what'll make you different, as the brothers already preached to us, is going past the place of halfway. Amen. Halfway will never get you there. Halfway will never do. Amen. I know that most of you preachers tonight, we can talk about that story. Amen. I believe it was in Cyril Angel's book. Amen. Entitled The Halfway Place. Amen. I remember that story. I've used that story. Amen. Oh, I remember as those people stepped out and started to go up that mountain. Amen. Oh, every one of them was excited. Every one of them was ready to get to the top. They were ready, amen, to get up there and look off and see what they could see. Amen. But on the way, amen, they had a little house. Amen. Called The Halfway Place. Amen. In which, amen, it was very enticing. They had food there. Hallelujah. Amen. They had coffee there. Oh, come on now. Amen. I don't drink the stuff, but y'all might. Praise God. I've been hearing a little bit about it. Amen. I can't drink it because I ain't old enough yet. Amen. Praise God. Oh my, I'll be 30 on Monday. Praise God. Maybe I'll arrive, be able to drink some of it. Amen. But oh, then all these things that entice them. Amen. Great furniture, places to rest, places to lay down at. Amen. You know what? Amen. Some of them sat down. I'll just be here just a few minutes. I won't be here very long. Amen. And they take their shoes off. Amen. They prop their feet up and they ordered something from the, amen, from the concession stand. Amen. And before long, amen, the tour guides done left them. Amen. They're done went and they've done started. Amen. Up the crest. Amen. Oh my. Amen. As those people stayed there at that halfway place, amen, they looked out the window. Amen. They saw those people as they reached the place, amen, of victory. Amen. They reached the crest, the top of the mountain. Amen. They got up there. Amen. You could tell. Amen. Oh my, they were excited. They were jumping up and down. We made it. We got to the top. Amen. And those people in the halfway place. Amen. They kind of got quiet. Come on now. They kind of got quiet. A hush went over the place. Amen. Don't you know inside of them? Oh yes, some of them gets bitter. Amen. Somebody said something about that the other day or last night sometime. One of the preachers. Maybe this morning, brother. Amen. When somebody else starts getting blessed. Somebody else starts getting touched. Amen. But the fact of the matter is, it could have been you. Amen. It could have been you. Amen. If you'd have said, okay, amen, my feet hurt. Amen. It's cold outside. Oh, but I'm still going to get up. I'm still going to go. I'm telling you what. Amen. They spend times. Amen. Mom and dad said, you will never go back down. Amen. To that holy roller church. Amen. Let me tell you what. Amen. God always made a way. I said, God always made a way. But you know the reason he made a way? It's because I had a desire in my heart. Amen. To say, hey, I don't want to lay here. I don't want to sit here. I've got to get up and get to that place of victory. Amen. Let's stand. Let's stand tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm telling you what. Praise God. Just simple preaching. Amen. God help us. Amen. But I felt the Lord deal with me about this yesterday. Amen. And all the preaching today. Amen. I thought, Brother Jake, amen. I thought how that so many times we say we won't be in Moab but just a little while. Just a few days. Be okay. Amen. But all the things that get ingrained in our children, they get ingrained in them that are around us. When we say, okay, we'll stay there for a little bit longer. Oh, it ain't so bad look. It ain't so bad look out there. Amen. God's still blessing me. I still got plenty of money. I still drive a nice vehicle. Amen. Oh, my. Amen. But, oh, how about tonight? How about tonight, church? Amen. After all this wonderful preaching, young people, I know it's not youth camp, but this is youth service. Amen. And, oh, my, if you could get a desire in your heart. If you could get a desire in your heart. Amen. They said, okay, it don't matter if nobody shouts tonight. Amen. I'm going to get what I need. It don't matter, amen, what the preacher preaches. But I'm going to get what I need. Amen. I'm going to go beyond the place that I'm in here tonight. Amen. Oh, we've got a couple of minutes here. Let's come pray. Amen. A season here. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.